All right. We've now been joined by our race winner, driver of the number 42 Advent Health Chevrolet, Kyle Larson. Congratulations. You're $1 million richer.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, man. Gosh, after the year we've had, I would have not guessed that we would get our first win at the All-Star Race. But I think the way that the format is, it and how crazy the race is, it kind of helps out us. And we always seem to run good this weekend. So it just feels like a big relief to finally get a win. It's been a long time since I've been to Victory Lane in a stock car. So and you know, after being close to winning this race a couple years ago and allowing Joey to get by, it feels really good to get some redemption.
Well, a couple of housekeeping notes before we go to questions. This is the second All-Star victory for Chip Ganassi Racing. And then also, Kyle, you become only the second driver to win the Open and the All-Star in the same night. Casey Kane is the other driver to do so. So we will take questions for Kyle. If you have one, please raise your hand, and we will get a microphone to you. We'll start with Jacob.
Jacob Zillman, Speed Sport. Two questions for you, Kyle. First, you noted it's been a while, September of 2017, I think it was. Chad spoke to it a little bit earlier, but from your side, you know, what have you done over the last year and a half, where you've been close and had things keep beating you down, to not let yourself get down and just, you know, keep pushing for a result like this?
Yeah, it's you know, this year has been different for me. I've never worked out before, and you know, I've been in the gym a little bit more this year with Josh Wise, and just working out with him and being around him puts a lot more confidence and ease into me. I feel like I'm just more calm. You know, I wasn't nervous at all that last restart, and you know, I think partly of that is from, you know, just feeling like I am prepared, and also losing you know, close races. You know, I feel like I've done a good job of not getting stressed out. Even with, you know, me losing the Chili Bowl, I felt like I was really calm until the last two laps, and I gave the race away. And you know, tonight I wasn't going to let that happen. So with those losses that I've had, you grow from each and every one of them. So hopefully we can, you know, continue this, and you know, like, I feel like everybody becomes a better driver, you know, the older they get, but I feel like I've put more work and effort into it this year.
And it looked crazy out there, much like it did last year. How do you feel like the racing was different this year, and how do you feel like the cars drove differently, if they did, compared to last year's package here?
From what I remember of last year's package, you know, I feel like you would get choked down a lot more on the bottom lane than we would this year. So that's really the only difference I can think of off the top of my head right now. It's, you know, it's been a while. Those cars were even slower than what we have, you know, tonight. But restarts were intense, for sure. You know, that's what makes this race so exciting, is it's short runs. People are going crazy. You know, even though it's a 20 lap run, there's still a caution or two in each segment because everybody's just going nuts. And so just having short runs like that, I think, really showcases this package. You know, I felt like the first run, it got strung out, and it would have been pretty impossible to pass. But the restarts were wild.
All right. Jerry?
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. Obvious question. I don't know what your cut is, but what are you going to do with the money, man?
I don't know. You know, I was joking with Owen today about, you know, what would you want me to buy you if I won $1 million? And I don't think he understands what $1 million is. So he didn't really have an answer for me. So I don't have any plans. You know, I think, too, you know, $1 million is cool, but just winning is more cool than $1 million to me. And I think, you know, maybe we're just in, us drivers or NASCAR drivers are in a good place in our life, you know. It pays well, so whatever. But just winning a big race, you know, a prestigious event, means more to me than the money. You know, I'm all about trophies and big wins.
All right, Pete.
Kyle, I know it. I don't know that this seems like a I'm coming from a different perspective, but at Talladega, when I see you do what happened there, I just say, how do you come back from something like that? How do you get yourself in a frame of mind where a month later you're sitting here talking about a victory?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe it's because I grew up racing sprint cars and crashes happen. And, you know, I mean, that wasn't the first flip I've ever had. So I don't get scared from it. It doesn't rough me up. It doesn't bother me. You know, thankfully I was uninjured, other than just a stiff neck for a couple of days. So that also helps, you know, not get yourself psyched out. But, you know, really just, you know, I think the string of, you know, four or five races we had there in a row where we just had issue after issue after issue, blown tire, just penalties and things like that. That stuff's hard to overcome more so than, you know, flipping down the backstretch. So, yeah, it was good to get a finish at Dover, a good finish, a good weekend, and then a decent week at Kansas last week, and, you know, parlay that into a victory today.
All right, real quick clarification on my part as we continue questions. I read my notes wrong. Casey Kane won the All-Star race the year he was the fan vote winner. Ryan Newman was the other driver to win the Open and then transfer in. So just wanted to clarify that. We'll continue with questions. I believe Peter had one, and then we'll come up front.
Peter Schrott at TSJ Sports. Kyle, you are one of two drivers to run every lap tonight in the Open and the All-Star race. Do you think the added on-track time was a benefit?
Yeah, I always think if there's one positive to being in the B main, it's that you get that extra track time. And I feel like in that, you know, the first, you know, few laps, those guys that are in the B main can be really aggressive because they know the limits of their race car and stuff. And so you could see the four of us or whatever kind of be really aggressive and get to the mid pack pretty quickly. And then everybody kind of figures it out after that. But there is a slight advantage for the first, you know, 10, 15 laps, I think, of being in that race.
All right, go ahead.
Kyle, Pete McColl with AutoRace1.com. You finished second to Kyle Busch back in 2017. This year you won the race, and Kyle Busch pretty much used up his car trying to track you down. Does that make you feel good that you have a little bit of vindication on that loss in 2017?
I think it was the year before, actually, that was more of a bigger loss to me. I think it was 16. I was leading it. I had fresher tires than everybody. Got to lead, and then Joey was able to track me down and get by me, and we just you know, kind of played chicken with each other into one, and I got into the wall, and you know, he went on to win. So that one, that's the one where I feel like, you know, this race, you know, feels like I got some redemption back, because I felt like I was in an amazing spot to win this race then, and just didn't get the job done. And then I don't honestly remember how the race in 2017 went for me. I forgot I even ran second. I knew I've contended to win a couple of these, but yeah, we always seem, like I said, we always seem to run really well this weekend for whatever reason. My balance is this good, and then in the 600 miles, we get really loose, or just I make a mistake, hit the wall. So yeah, hopefully we can, you know, keep this balance that we got with our car and be strong next week too.
All right, I believe we had a question. There we go.
Yes, Michael Freer with the Independent Tribune. Kyle, can you talk about your approach to today? When you began today, you didn't even know if you'd be in the field, and now you come away with a win and $1 million. How was your mindset when you woke up today? What were you thinking?
Well, I was thinking we needed to get Owen to T-ball on time. He had his last T-ball game today. So I don't know. We were just pretty relaxed. It's cool. You know, my crew chief's son and Owen, they're on the same T-ball team. So we were both there relaxing. Eric Amarola's kid was in the game before us. So it was kind of funny just to see, you know, everybody's got big stakes, you know, racing for big money, you know, in a few hours, but we're all hanging out there with our kids for a little while. So I was pretty relaxed. But yesterday in practice, I knew we had a good car compared to the guys that were in the B main. And then, you know, so because of that, you know, I feel like I had to be a little less aggressive in that race just to take care of my equipment, to not dig myself a hole and get some damage where I couldn't, you know, contend to win one of those segments. So You know, we were able to try and give it away a couple different times, but you know, got it done. And I was getting a little more stressed out, kind of each caution we had, just because I was, you know, thinking how it wasn't going to work out. But we were able to make it in, and the rest is history.
All right, we're going to go upstairs to the press box.
No, I mean, just more frustrated at the luck, probably more than anything. You know, it's, I don't even know if this locks us into the playoffs or not, but it's
it
tough.
It does not.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry to be a barrier bad news.
I was
it
hoping you were going to say it does. Don't we get, like, some playoff points, though, at least?
No.
We used to? Wow, that sucks. But,
but you won $1 million.
Yeah. Dang. So anyways, it's tough to, you know, as I've learned in my Cup career, you know, aside from 2017, it's pretty tough to make the playoffs. You know, there's a lot of cars that are, you know, make it, but, you know, those last, you know, four or five spots, you know, depending on what guys win throughout the season, it's tough to make the playoffs. So, you know, with the string of DNFs that I had and bad finishes, that's what was more frustrating, just because I knew, you know, we were just putting ourselves, or I know we were putting ourselves in a bad spot to, you know, make it to the playoffs, you know, where you have to be extremely consistent and just take what you can get, you know, from now on, where you can't almost be as aggressive as you could be if you had a fast car and were consistently running top five and things like that. So that's what was more frustrating. I feel like we've had, you know, I feel like Kansas kind of showed it last week. I feel like I've been like a seventh or eighth to kind of 12th place car all season, but I haven't got the show for it. And that's, you know, 7th to 12th isn't that great. You know, I would, a week ago or a few days ago, I would say, you know, we can't win a race like that. But we proved today that we could. So we just got to continue to keep working hard and learning what we can, you know, making our cars better and faster and more grip, more speed, everything. You know, pit crew's got to be on it. I got to be on it, you know, if we want to continue to run up front.
All right. Mark, did you have a question? We'll take one last question for Mark.
Mark Garrow, PRN. Chad was in here and said it was a relief. You mentioned earlier it's a relief. In other sports, you know, when a guy's in a hitting slump, he's gripping the bat too tight, he's trying too hard, gets a couple of hits, relax, and everything starts falling into place. Do you see that as potentially for your team, this is the last little thing so you guys can relax, settle in, and do your deal and win some more races?
I hope so. You know, it's been such a rocky start, and we haven't gotten any momentum at all up until the last couple weeks, a little bit. And then today, I hope, you know, kind of helps. So this is a great time of year for me to get a win, and you know, winning not only is important for me in NASCAR, you know, because it's, you know, what I make my living in. It's what I race for points and for a championship in. But this is the time of year where I start getting to race a bunch. You know, so you know, I'm going to be in a race car, I think, every day for the next, you know, probably almost 7 or 8 days. So this is a good time of year for me to get some momentum, and you'll get into my sprint car season, my midget season, as well as, you know, the NASCAR stuff on the weekends. So hopefully this will turn it into, you know, I can get some double-digit wins this year. yeah, I'm going to race my Outlaw card at Millbridge. You always do that on Tuesday and Wednesday. I think they practice there on Monday. So I hope I got some partying to do tomorrow, but I still got some work to do in my go-kart. And then I'll be at Charlotte, the dirt track, Friday and Saturday, racing with the World of Outlaws, the 600 Sunday. Then we go to Lawrenceburg on Monday. And then I have a few days off. And then after Pocono, I think, I do Fairbury with the Outlaws, and then a couple nights of midget week, and then we have our off weekend, and I race 6 nights in Ohio. So I get to race in a bunch here. This is a fun time of year for me.
All right, Claire, did you have a question? Okay, final question from Claire.
I know that Kevin Harvick's Happy Hours is coming up this week, and so I've been asked to ask you about Kevin Harvick giving you that push. I saw the back of your car. Talk us through that.
Yeah, it was nice for, I guess, the millennial car to – I don't even know if I'm considered a millennial still, but it was nice to have the millennial car give me a big shove like that. One of our social guys said I yeeted the millennial car, so I don't know what that means, but he does, so cool.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how was that push from Harvick?
Am I supposed to answer with emojis? It was fire.